due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a rather snowy edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table I have most of my usual suspects. I will start with my poor co-host, who's also getting snowed on, Statboy Josh Henniger.
I mean, all we've got so far is maybe a dusting, and that's a big maybe. We're going to see more, but not yet.
Well, it's coming down a little bit here, but it's not too bad just yet. But on the other side of the planet, it's sunny and warm and comfortable. Bad news, Beeman, how dare you?
How dare I? I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's warm and comfortable. It's hot and sweating, but yeah, sure, we'll go with comfortable.
It's better than it is here. It's in the single digits Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit.
Ooh, okay. All right. Got the point.
It's just, I woke up this morning to 3 degrees.
I woke up to -6.
Yeah. And, well, we'll get to it. Montreal was a balmy -12.
Yeah. So.
But, as things are actually starting to ramp up a little bit, since we are 1 week away from the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And so now declarations are being made, plans are being put into place. Excuse me. And the big one, everybody looking at AJ.
Yes. And his potential final match as a non. Or in his final match in North America, possibly.
Which is a shame. I was hoping that if he was going to retire, he should do it in the States.
Yeah, because it really is feeling like we're gonna wind up seeing him lose at the Rumble in Riyadh.
Go ahead, Sean. I'll just say, I don't know about that. Like, as especially when you've got like reports coming out that they're trying to do multiple different plans to try and one, make this match really good, which AJ and Gunther will be able to do by themselves, but to try and make both men look strong without AJ obviously losing his career. So And I've even heard one. I've heard one that was interesting, which, considering what we saw on Saturday night's main event, it could very well be a possibility. AJ beating Gunther, and then Gunther going on later in the evening to win the Men's Royal Rumble to keep himself looking strong.
There's that possibility. I found it curious that someone had showed me, and I'm pretty sure I don't think this is legit, but apparently the Royal Rumble order and match winners leaked.
That's always a massive doubt, because I've seen multiple sheets around, and most of them are completely unbelievable.
Yep, it's becoming a yearly trend now, the Royal Rumble sheet leaks, and people just put out outlandish crap. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. The one that I saw, AJ and Gunther would end up in the Rumble, which I thought would be strange, because their match would be before the Rumble.
Yes.
And having Reigns win the Rumble last eliminating Sammy.
I mean,
do you want to piss off the like crowds twice?
I don't feel like, you know, having a fatwa issued on the WWE personally.
Yeah, because here's the thing: we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of Saturday night's main event here. Sammy won the Fatal 4-Way to determine the number one contender to Drew McIntyre's title.
So, and if Sammy's not going to win the Rumble, I want to see him beat Drew. And I think Drew would do it.
Yeah, so would I.
Because...
yeah, it's... what's all you got, Nikki?
Well, also the fact that while rumors started that Roman wasn't going to be involved in the title picture, a couple of interesting things have been popping up about that. He got a short package saying that he's going to return at the Rumble. The fact that he's going to be in the Rumble, and the fake cheat sheet I've got shows him winning.
Yeah.
And somewhere there's this big Lady Liberty-sized finger to the sky.
Yes, I've seen that as well.
Around Saudi.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Sounds legit. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Look, Pete, but yeah, and Pete, some people do make it seem very realistic because I could believe Roman. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I could believe Roman last eliminating Sammy. That's some partial continuity there. With the old Bloodline days, but there have been multiple reports going around that they're looking at doing Roman versus Cody 3 at Mania. But yeah, like, so that one could be legitimate, but I don't mind the idea of, like, because as everyone said, we want AJ's last match to be in the States.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with AJ beating Gunther clean and to help Gunther stay face to win, have him win the Rumble. But I don't know about anyone else.
Yeah.
But this is the first Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia.
Technically having speaking, Roman. No.
We don't speak of that one.
We do speak of it, if only for one thing. World Slide!
Yep.
Yeah, that's the reason you talk about it. Titus O'Neil tripping up and flying underneath the ring.
And just derailing the pay-per-view for about 20 minutes because the announcers just could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
Hell, neither could I.
Yeah.
I think the wrestlers in the ring couldn't stop laughing either. They were like, oh, Jesus, what was our spot again? I can't remember.
Yeah. I mean...
Titus, you okay?
But yeah, this is the first one announced, and as of right now, we have a third of the men's Rumble participants announced.
Amazing how we bring it up in the show that we don't want, like, too many fucking people being announced, and yet they're doing it. God damn it.
Yeah. The thing is, truly, it's 9 people, but in reality, it's 10. There is one unannounced...
Yeah, I think Roman makes it 10.
No, Roman does not make it 10.
Oh. No, he's official.
Yes.
That's what the video package was about last night.
Yeah, because
you're talking about Jericho.
No,
really?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Right now we have Cody Rhodes announced, Gunther, Jey Uso, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, and Penta, Roman, Solo, Jacob Fatu, and the 10th, because of the spoilers pretty much done in the arena, LA Knight.
Really?
Yes. There has been a sign seen in the arena with a giant, essentially balloon, saying, yeah, which gave it all away. Let me see if I can find that real quick, because I did see that on Reddit earlier.
Okay, because I do remember them focusing on a dude in an LA Knight shirt, but...
No.
Because I thought he wasn't signing.
Let me take a look.
I know Ciampa's leaving, and I thought... Yeah.
I was just saying, if you go off on real LA Knight's sort of in the doghouse at the moment, so...
Yeah, I mean... That's not an accurate...
It would be cool for them to shock us with LA Knight winning a Rumble if he's, like, unofficially in, but... I don't know. I just feel like if we're going to do Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia, I would love to see a Rumble that actually shocks me and there's someone completely unexpected who wins it, like a Dominic Mysterio or like a debuting Obafemi on the main roster. Like,
yeah.
Something like that to absolutely shock me and go, "What the hell just happened?"
All right, I just linked to a Facebook post. It's not the one I was wanting to use, but it is something. But that it does give away.
Have a look.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Sorry, new device. Who's this?
Yeah. I mean... That and also, as of right now, the Women's Rumble, there's half of the people are announced. Because you've got Ia and Rio, you got Roxanne and Liv, you've got Raquel and Bailey, you've got Lyra, Valkyrie, and Asuka. No Kairi, which is a little bit surprising. I'm guessing Kairi's going to be ringside. Chelsea, Green, Jordynne Grace, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Lash Legend, and Julia. All of them have been announced for the Rumble.
Now, how wide open do you feel the Women's Rumble is right now?
To be perfectly honest, considering what happened on SmackDown... I would say it's not exactly close or case closed, but it's pretty unlikely. I believe Jordynne Grace is a front runner.
Okay.
Straight up.
If not Jordynne Grace, the Chelsea Green.
Ooh, but, I'd like that actually.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, like if it's not Jordynne Grace, it'll be Chelsea Green. Like if we're looking for looking at if it's going to be a Monday Night Raw women's winner, the only one who would make sense to me currently would be Liv or Roxanne. Those are the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, because I think we're going to get Stephanie versus Raquel at Rumble for the women's title. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Raquel will win that one. Liv or Roxanne wins the Rumble, this will officially be the breakup of the Judgment Day.
Huh. Okay. As for the men's, Gunther, I wouldn't be surprised. Cody and Roman, not a surprise either. Wouldn't be surprised if those two go all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. Everybody else there? Jacob might be a dark horse. Everybody else who got announced on Raw, though, and Solo, nope. Good luck next year.
No. Yeah, But yeah, I hadn't heard a squeak out of LA Knight in over a month, so I was worried that he was gone.
Nope, not quite. He is still about. So yeah.
Let's see. What else we got going on?
Well, we've already talked about Sammy winning the Fatal 4-Way tonight.
And just staying with that for just a second, AJ Styles and Nakamura had the match that they should have had at WrestleMania.
Yes. I wish it wasn't in Montreal, but hey.
No, it's
all right.
Yeah, it is all right.
No, Montreal's a decent fan base. So
yeah, it is.
They'd appreciate it.
Thankfully, it isn't in like say Riyadh or Jeddah or whatever the hell.
No, yeah, and we got to see Shinsuke Nakamura coming out in his traditional King of Strong style gear. So
yeah,
it was a very solid match.
And then of course you also had Rhea Ripley and Io Sky, not the 20-something former AEW Women's World Champ, beating the Judgment Day after, Raquel Rodriguez attempted to interfere, Stephanie Vaquer came out without boot, and just laid waste to her.
Yep.
Which means...
Yeah, which further leads... Oh, sorry, you got Josh.
Does that lead to the Rumble, or does that lead to something else?
I think that will lead to Rumble, and like I said, that's also part of the reason why I feel like we're going to get Liv potentially as the Women's Royal Rumble winner.
Okay.
So it'll be like heel Raquel versus a face Liv.
Okay, I can see that. And then also at the very beginning of the show, we had Jacob Batu and Cody just going at it. All around the arena until Drew shows up and lays waste to the both of them.
Essentially, I don't care which one of you.
Yep.
And in the process, watching the referees freaking out, at least two local talent, I mean security guards, picking up a little extra paycheck and a little flashback to, oh no, they sent the cruiserweights after me.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw that Petey Williams, Jamie Noble, and Hurricane Helms were in the middle of all that pile.
Yes.
Yeah, you two are going to stop Cody freaking Rhodes and Jacob Fatu. Yeah, excuse my suspension of disbelief.
I mean, Helms could have about 15 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Excuse me. Helms still can now. He just has to go get his hurricane mask.
Oh, right.
He keeps it at the bottom of his suitcase for emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I believe that Seth Rollins still carries his shield gear everywhere he goes, but
yeah.
But what would the theme song be now? Stand back, there's health insurance coming through.
Hush.
Oy.
That's not nice.
Stand
That's
back!
Nice.
I'm sorry.
The ERP is coming through!
Now we're talking. I can't say anything. No. I'm older than Hurricane Helms. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll let you two talk among yourselves. I'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Should we go over to Raw then?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Alright. Because we all had in the main event in Belfast, Punk Balor. And they put on an absolute clinic.
Oh, hell yeah. And Finn, of course, in his own hometown, got massive cheers coming out to his old theme song. So...
Yeah, And it isn't just that, it also seems like this might be also another step towards the breakup.
Oh, because, definitely, yeah. It's... Yeah.
Whenever Dominic shows back up, hell, Dominic might be at the Rumble, but if not, he'll be back on very shortly thereafter. But I fully... Yeah.
Sorry, you go.
I had nothing, Shane.
Okay. Yeah, no. It's very interesting. Like, this is actually the one time with Judgment Day I actually care what's going on, because it's so many different parameters that it could go. Like,
yeah.
Finn could be face and get kicked out of Judgment Day. Finn could remain heel with Roxanne and Raquel and keep Judgment Day going, but kick Dom and Liv out. Then we get face Dom Mysterio.
I don't know if that works.
But it would work, considering the fact, if you think about it, if Finn goes after the IC title, so at least he's getting a belt. He couldn't get the World Heavyweight Championship, and because there was something significant about when he looked back up the ramp, as if to say, where the hell was the Judgment Day? So you could be right. He could turn face and leave Judgment Day and then go after Dom's IC title, but we'll have to wait and see. But the women's one's a paradigm to me, because like, I know Raquel's doing amazing work as Big Mommy Cool at the moment, and being a badass, but you've also got the unknown of Roxanne Perez as well. So it's a matter of which of those three women is going after the women's championship, which one's going to win the Royal Rumble potentially. It's like so much in the air, which is what I like going into a Royal Rumble. The unknown. We don't have much certainty compared to the men's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, Becky beats Maxine Dupri in a return for the Intercontinental title. Natalia turning on... On Maxine. Thank you.
Yes, we got...
Expected, but...
Yeah, like, I don't know why. I have a feeling, because this has been the last couple of years of retirements. I think Natty's going to be winding up soon. Don't quote me on it, but I think she's going to be winding up soon. I think that's why they're giving her this run with Natty Neidhart.
Yeah, I mean, gimmick. Natalia's, 45 years old, thereabouts? She's...
Yeah.
For a women's wrestler, she's getting up there. It's not... Or she's 43 now. She'll be 44 in May. Age-wise, she's getting up there. So, I wouldn't be surprised if WWE eventually releases her and essentially puts her somewhere.
They'll get her on a Legends deal, and she'll probably be like a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's... I had mixed reactions when it happened. I think we've all been kind of waiting to see the heel character that Natalia did for a little while she was off TV.
Yes.
This just didn't hit right.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So, it was good seeing her turn heel. And I'm gonna leave my full verdict for another couple of weeks to see how it goes. But I'm in agreement with Nikki at the moment. The original heel turn needed way more violence. Like, she's supposed to be this, especially if she's doing the Natty Neidhart gimmick, she's supposed to be this badass friggin' chick. And yet here she is just going, oh, you should have seen this coming, and just is giving her little kicks on the ground. It's like, what's that? Take a chair to her, like throw her into some steel steps, put her in a sharpshooter until she passes out, something.
I could almost take it in a reverse psychology way that Natty's like, you should have seen this coming. You're lucky you're still conscious. So, the violence may come, Shane. Be patient.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm leaving my full verdict until another couple of weeks.
And then also, El Grande Americano beating Javon Evans, because Javon winds up screwing up his shoulder, or his pec, but the thing is, it isn't a long-term injury. Javon's gonna be fine. He'll probably be in the Rumble, and it'll be bouncy time.
Yay. Speaking of Elkron... Go ahead, Shane.
I was like, yeah, but with Javon, this Raw is a very good indication. He also needs to learn when to be bouncy and when not to overdo it, because just goes to show one wrong move could pretty much sideline you. So he should be touching wood or friggin' thanking whatever god he prays to that he wasn't taking months off his career there.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of El Grande Americano, another fun little newsy rumor I saw was, or just a speculation.
It's just mere speculation. I know what you're talking about. Is,
yeah, Kaiser Americano versus Gable Americano.
Yes.
Don't do that at the Rumble at the WrestleMania main event. Anyway, hi.
Oh, no, someone actually brought that up and said, imagine if they did that. They had El Grande Americano Kaiser come out first. Then you had Gable return as El Grande Americano number two. And then they both eliminate each other, and then Ludwig Kaiser comes out, and then Chad Gable comes out. It's like, oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the three faces of Foley.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah, that'd be decent.
And since they're kind of hinting that Rio and Bravo are going to be unmasked sooner than later.
Yeah.
They dropped a hint, I don't think it was this week, but last week, that Bravo was Tyler Bate.
Mm-hmm. And the other, of course, is Pete Dunne.
Butch! Oh, wait.
Jesus. We can't be saying that name. You'll go nuts.
I'll make sure it's dead in the other room.
Yeah, exactly. El Grande Americano is actually getting well-received in AAA, actually. Actually, there was almost a very serious incident that happened in AAA, actually, with El Grande Americano.
Mm-hmm.
Him and El Vikingo nearly got into a shoot fight in the ring.
Oh, because Vikingo decided to do some stuff kind of sloppily.
Yeah, it's like step on his neck.
Yes. His surgically repaired neck.
Especially when he said, please do not, you know, be careful around my neck.
Yeah, said to the ref,
stomp.
No, he didn't. He said that to the ref. He said, oi, tell him to, like, be careful with my neck. Next thing you know, he's kicking him in the back of the neck, directly in the back of the neck with an enziguri. Like, and Kaiser was that pissed that he didn't even sell it. He just stopped and looked at him. He went, what the fuck? What's your problem?
Mm-hmm.
Was is das? Jacket.
Watch the neck, pendejo. Like, goddamn.
Oh, lo siento.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else happen on Raw, really? Because, we talk, we already talked about the main.
Mm-hmm.
And how all the moving parts are starting to go. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I don't think there was really anything else with Raw from memory.
Yeah.
I mean, this week's shows are going to be great big messes. These, you know, the actual go home starts Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, we already touched on it. This Raw was the one where Gunther challenged AJ and told him to put his career on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Which is leading to the Rumble.
Yep.
Right, and I don't want to see AJ retired in Riyadh.
Yeah, same.
He deserves a whole lot better. I hope that they find a way to stretch this out till Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, actually, Statboy, can you do some live research for me?
What's up?
Is there a pay-per-view in Atlanta in the next 6 months?
But I think WWE is working this perfectly. I mean, that's the whole purpose about why AJ went to SmackDown and they set up AJ versus Shinsuke to get people really worried, like, oh my god, they're giving us a dream match at Saturday night's main event. He might actually retire at Royal Rumble.
Okay, taking a look now, the answer is no. There is nothing in anywhere nearby. The closest is Money in the Bank, and that's in New Orleans in September.
Okay, no, that's... If AJ makes it through the whole year, great. But I don't know.
Let me look at the ticket site, because that will give me a better answer. There might be like a Saturday night's main event in Atlanta. Nope, there's a Raw in Atlanta at the end of February, and the NXT is going to be there the next day at Center Stage.
Okay.
Outside just a possibility. Of that, nothing.
Okay. Just a random thought.
Yeah,
because I understand. Please don't retire him in Riyadh.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving us the match they should have had at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
AJ does not deserve to be nutshotted on the grandest stage of them all.
Mm-hmm.
But he got his nutshot in a couple of weeks ago, so he's good for a little bit.
Yeah.
So when's AJ's contract coming up to an end?
Not sure.
Don't know.
Okay. Because I'm just going over the pay-per-views.
According to... Oh, no. Fightful Select... Sources close to AJ indicated his extension is up in February.
So that show
in February.
The end of the next month might be it. Okay.
Yeah, the one in Atlanta might be it.
If it's up in February, mm-hmm. he might be done by Elimination Chamber, because Elimination Chamber's on February 28th in Chicago, yes, Illinois.
And that is 5 days after the Raw prior. So they might give him one more date, but that would be it. Because honestly, AJ, he wanted to retire before he turned 50. He could have retired after WrestleMania this year, because he's still not 50 until after next year's WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think he wanted to retire in Riyadh. Or Jeddah.
No. No. So, but, you know, just give him the send-off he deserves. Mm-hmm. And hell, if we do it in Chicago, that's a Spark Central station. They'll love it. They'll celebrate it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But I would just hope that if they were going to do it for him, that it'd be in Atlanta or Nashville.
Yes.
So, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't kept up on NXT, so I'm not sure what's going on over there right now.
They're still currently going through everything after Obafemi left. And abandoned the title at the same time.
Tony D'Angelo is basically the new Stone Cold. He just comes in, messes people up, gets arrested, and leaves.
Yeah.
Zaruka, so Zarya and Sol Ruka became the number one contenders for the TNA Knockouts Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Jada Parker came out to a good bloody reception as always and had a promo with Blake Munro. And Ethan Page beat the debuting Elio LaFleur.
Yep,
so okay. That's about it.
So speaking of debuts, do we have a date on Powerhouse Hobbs? And what's his new name?
We do not have a date for Powerhouse, but we do have a name. I believe the name is Royce Keyes. That one recently got into the trade or the USPTO, so... but
all right.
The reason why the name Royce is there, that's his son's name.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is very awesome, and I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely down for that. Though I'm just excited to see what he can do in the WWE system. Keep him healthy. He might be another Big E.
Yes. He's already got something.
Oh no!
I was gonna say, why do I have a feeling that will be the case in 2 years' time?
Just so that he could be at the commentary table and say his infamous line. Something about Big Meat Man slapping me.
Yeah.
Oh. And then Wednesday night on, did John Moxley bleed? I mean, Dynamite.
John Moxley did not bleed, though he did wrestle on Dynamite.
Alright.
I think. Did he? Hold on. Let me make sure I'm not going nutty in the brain.
Oh. Yeah, no, he wrestled. It was him and the, some of the Death Riders, I believe, faced off against some members of the Don Callis family.
Oh, yeah. It was a trio street fight. Moxley, Yuta, and Daniel Garcia beating Hechicero, Lance Archer, and Rocky Romero. Beating Rocky, really. And they got cheered at the end, which means, yes, Don Callis is very good at getting heat. And I mean very good.
Oh, no. He's a master.
Yeah.
He's a master. Even I want to punch him.
Yeah, I mean, have you attempted to do so during your travels?
I haven't gotten close enough.
Mmm.
I haven't gotten close enough. I was... Back in the day, I was close enough to Vince Russo that I probably could have done the whole world a favor, but...
Yeah.
Because I know Jim Cornette would have paid my bail.
Yes. Let's see now.
MJF played his role of champion douche very well.
In other news, water is wet.
Guy's blue.
he had a big potential contender in Brody King come out and challenge him for a shot at the AEW World Championship, to which Max kindly said,
"No.
Who the hell have you beat? Who the hell have you beat?
Mm-hmm.
You've beaten. Oh, yeah, that's right. You've beaten jabronis, jobbers, nobodies." Yeah. If
who do you think you are? Who do you think you know? Who do you have ever beaten? You ever beat The Rock? Anyway,
yeah.
Hurricane Helms is beating The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Let's see now. We have the trios champs were in singles action. Kevin Knight and Speedball both lost to their opponents in Samoa Joe and Swerve Strickland. Though, have you heard about what Speedball Mike Bailey wants to call the trios team?
I'm afraid to ask.
As you should be. The name that he wants to give them is Horsecock.
No. How about no?
Yeah.
No. Dude. Come on.
I'm more of one of two minds. I want to see this team's name.
Oh my god. Oh, please. Oh, please, no. Oh, that is gold. Oh my god. And they've teamed up with Hangman Adam Page too. Oh my god, the trio's
yes,
name. I can see it now. On the marquee.
Name.
On the mark.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It isn't the tag name, that's the trio's name.
I know.
What, Horsecock?
But I would be more akin to having it one of two ways. Either Jet Set Rodeo.
That would require a lot of rhinestones.
Yeah, not necessarily. Because, do you know what Jet Set Radio is?
Mm-mm.
Early 2000s skating game, where you graffiti up a virtual world. We're talking early 2000s, Dreamcast era. Because it was originally on the Dreamcast, before it got ported over. It's either that or Space Cowboys. That I could see as well, and then them coming out to tank at least once.
Mm-hmm. If they were going to do Jet Set Rodeo, they need Facade.
Yes. The thing is, though, is Facade retired?
Shoot, I don't know. I've seen his work, you know, in like the last year or two, but I don't know if he's still going.
Hold on here. Live research, everybody.
Live research.
He's still working. Okay.
That puts him at a little past the 2-decade mark, because I saw him at IPW.
He's right on the 2-decade mark. He debuted October 14th, 06.
Okay, so I got to see him start in IPW.
Yes. And this year is his retirement.
Okay.
I think. Let me make sure. Yep. It is sure looking like it. 2026 is looking to be the end of the road. And yeah, he's been in AEW for Elevation and whatnot a few years ago, so there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
Yeah.
But no, Horsecock is not happening.
Mr. Hands, no!
No, bad wrestlers. No. Bad wrestlers.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. They could call themselves the Hung Horses, but anyways.
That would be better than Horsecock.
Really? You think that would be? it's basically saying the same freaking thing, just more discreetly.
But then again,
not much more discreetly.
Haven't there been shirts for Hangman calling him and the Young Bucks the Hung Bucks?
Wouldn't surprise me.
I think it's real.
If not, it's somebody got rich on that bootleg. More live research.
Yes. Where's Hangman Adam Page? Anyway, let's continue on.
Yeah.
SmackDown, which happened last night, well, we kind of already sort of covered it. With everything that's happened on Saturday night's main event. Although we can talk about Carmelo Hayes beating Ilya Dragunov because The Miz decided to be a cheaty little bastard without... Carmelo knowing.
Don't even get me started. That was a shitty ending to a solid match.
That was dickery.
I agree. But Miz's shtick is dickery.
Yeah.
And since he seems to be between stuff, him continuing to claim success. That he's the one that put Melo on the map. He's the one that helped Melo learn what it needs to be a champion.
How much crack is he smoking?
I can't wait till Melo punches him in the mouth.
Repeatedly.
So yeah. That's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And since Damian Priest seems to be out in the wind, I wonder if Alistair's coming back around.
I mean, yeah, Damian was in the Fatal 4-Way tonight.
But he's the one who got pinned.
Yes. Oh, right. We do also have to talk about that. If you haven't heard, the end of the road for Tommaso Ciampa has come.
So he's not renewing or...
Correct. That is confirmed.
He's not renewing, is he? Retired?
What's up?
Confirmed as of, go on, I interrupted.
Yeah, he is done. He confirmed that on Instagram a few days ago.
So is it done, or yes. Just moving on?
He's moving on to something else, somewhere else. The question is his neck going to say okay, or is he going to be looking at wrapping it up sooner rather than later?
That's kind of why I'm asking. I know that neck injury set him back, what, a year and a half?
Safely.
So, and you're never 100% after that. Ask Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he's done. And so, kind of opens the door. But it does open the door for the comedy that's going on with Gargano and Fraxium.
Yes. Because that is certainly continuing.
Yeah, I definitely think, like, if he's worried about his health, he can retire, but I would not recommend for him going to AEW, and that's not because I don't think he wouldn't go well there, but just some of the wrestlers there and their styles would not benefit his neck.
Mm-hmm. No. Indeed.
If he wants to do something else, I think he should go to Japan.
Yes.
Stiff City.
That's his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but it might be his wheelhouse, but his neck might be saying, "Hey, man, it's not our wheelhouse anymore."
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's not our wheelhouse anymore. We need something a bit more bouncy.
Yeah.
I don't wish ill on the guy, but I really think he should, for the sake of his own health, to call it. But that's just me. I don't know what all's going on in his life.
Yeah.
I know what I do need to talk about. I still haven't watched it yet. But this week, season 2 of Unreal debuted.
Yes, I've heard about that.
And I know one of the big topics, I haven't watched it yet, but I know one of the big topics is where they talk about Seth's injury angle.
Yes. And if I remember right, I'm the one who pretty much called it here. It's like, this didn't, it didn't pass the sniff test.
Yeah. I should know better.
Mm-hmm.
They left the camera on him. But, I mean, he did a hell of a job. You gotta get, I give Seth props. And then the Karma Hammer got him a month later, so.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear more on Uncle Paul's rant. I don't like this show. It gives too much away.
Mm-hmm. And also, yeah. Also,
I don't know.
Reveals real names of people. I'm like, that doesn't feel comfortable.
But look, let's be realistic here. You can put them in fucking Google and you'll find out their real, you find out their real names through Wikipedia. So
true.
having them talk about it on a documentary series is not exactly hard tell. And I don't think that was your Uncle Paul's rant about that the show reveals too much. I think that was someone who's in our vault. It's like, I tell you something, bro, I'm very sick of this, bro, like all this, bro. Like,
bro, you were doing this shit on WCW. Vault. Shut up. Room 101.
And bastards.
Yeah, but to him I can say shut the fuck up, because you were part of a creative team where assholes were going on live on their live TV and telling what's going to happen on your competitors' TV shows. If that's not throwing back the fucking curtain, then fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
seriously.
Yeah,
but
look.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, look, for Unreal, like, for me, I actually like the show due to the fact that I'm someone who loves professional wrestling. I love seeing this backstage stuff and how this all works. For someone who can't be a wrestler and can't be in a ring due to medical reasons, I'd love to see how all the backstage stuff friggin' works. So that way then if I ever wish to pursue something like this, I'd be like, oh, cool, so this is how this works. This is the type of meetings that you'd be doing and stuff like that. And it's...
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, yes, there are negatives to it, like where, yes, you do see things like LA Knight getting scolded backstage for missing his fucking spot and shit, but that's part of the business. Like, you're just getting to see behind the scenes of what happens in any fucking boardroom and stuff like that.
And as somebody who's been on both sides of the guardrail, I'm fascinated to see how this happens at the top, at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
Because the difference between what you see in an indies locker room and the polished product that WWE produces is pretty much night and day. But just seeing how it's being made, to some people that's like, you know, watching politics and sausage. You really don't want to know what's going on. I'm curious to the process. I like listening to the process. Sometimes, though, I want to punch the television for how some of the process is just... You had it right there.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree with you. Yeah, 100% agree with you on that, especially with something that your Uncle Paul actually said this past week on the Unreal, which is that it's like this fucking Penta guy. I know I said this when he first joined, but he just fucking gets it. He's got it. He's got that magic. He knows what the fans want. It's like, okay, Paul, that's cool, but let it portray on the friggin' show. Like, let's see Penta with some tag team gold or some intercontinental gold, something to reward him for supposedly having it and having this magic.
Yeah. Because otherwise, just all talk and no action. Not a surprise with WWE. Exactly.
Well, WWE is, you know, gave him a really good, you know, put a rocket up his ass and sent him out there. Since they didn't have Rey Fénix right away, if they didn't have faith in Penta, Penta and Fénix would be a tag team right now.
Yeah.
So, I think the company has faith in Penta, mainly from Uncle Paul's ranting, but also the results that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Penta is a merch machine, much like Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
The kids dig him. You know, all the mannerisms, all the fun stuff that he does. Yeah, he gets it. Mm-hmm. He is it. Is he a world title guy? I don't know. But he's definitely somebody that a lot of people pay really good money to go see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had the TNA World Heavyweight title at one point. Like, he's proven that he can hold a world title, but it's a different business with WWE compared to TNA.
Right. I expect Penta to have a B-belt before the end of this year.
Yes. Possibly that Intercontinental.
Possibly, and we already talked about that, Josh, about what future may potentially hold with that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
With Dominic returning. Depending on what way they're going to go, we could see like potentially a face Finn Balor facing a heel Dominic Mysterio for the IC title, or the roles reversed, face Dom versus heel Balor.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, I've been waiting for Balor to get his hands on Dominic for a lot of other reasons besides competition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know Finn's feelings about the Demon, but by God, I would pay Mania money to watch the Demon just completely fuck Dominic up.
Yeah.
And again, I would pay Mania money to see the Demon King in person for the fourth time. Yeah, fourth.
Any other things we need to talk about when it comes to this week's wrestling? I mean, there's at least two things we could talk about.
The only other thing I've got is if Jason was here, this would be a bit of a crossover situation.
Oh.
WWE 2K26 have announced right. two of their additions that are going to be happening, which are going to be on pre-order, available January 30th.
Mm-hmm.
One is the WWE Attitude Era Edition. And the second one is the WWE Monday Night War Edition. But I don't know how you're going to do... Because I agreed with some people when I saw the Monday Night War one. I was like, I don't know how you're going to do that without Sting.
Ooh.
Considering he was the major focal point with WCW.
And don't know if Mr. Borden would be terribly interested in helping WWE out.
Yeah.
I don't think he has ill will towards WWE. Like, obviously, yes, clearly not happy about how he was used and the fact that he wasn't able to retire with WWE. But we got to remember that this is a multi-million dollar company. And yes, Tony might not give a rat's ass because he's got daddy's money backing him.
Yeah.
But WWE at the time were on very rocky waters with Vince rumors and everything like that. And Sting's neck injury, like, no one knew if it was going to be a permanent situation or whatever the case might be. So, and at that time, WWE was taking things with necks very seriously.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, of course they're not going to re-sign him and say, yeah, sure, you can come back and wrestle. Like, no, if a doctor says you can't do it, you can't do it. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't push it, because if you do, there's a good chance things are going to get a lot worse.
Right. No, I don't want Sting to wrestle. I just want him to lend his image.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't know how Tony Khan's contracts are when it comes to, like, likeness and things like that when wrestlers are on Legends deals with him, but if it's anything, and this is where we need Jason for this with the legal bullshit. But
agreed.
because WWE owns the rights to WCW, do they really need to ask Sting for his permission? Because they have all the footage from WCW.
Yeah.
And wrestlers' likenesses from then. Like, realistically, they could put Sting in the game and not pay him a cent. Potentially. Like I said, I'm not legal like Jason, but yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, that is definitely something that we wouldn't need Jason for, but Jason is currently Dyson papering, so.
Yes.
We do not begrudge you for this, Jason.
Yeah.
I do. They don't speak for me. I do. I absolutely hold that against you.
Mm-hmm.
But
we do have at least two more things we can talk about.
Ooh, all right.
Do tell.
In fact, I linked the both of them into our little chat over here. One about before Dynamite, a close up of a certain little girl.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Nora's first promo. Oh, wait.
Nora's first interview with her mom right beside her. And geez Louise, it was cute. So cute, it almost gave me four cavities.
So has Nora... I know Nora knows how to cuss. Was she allowed to cuss?
No, there was no cussing.
Does she still call... does she still call her dad John?
Her mom actually taught her well. Unlike Mox, that jerk.
This is his first time raising anybody. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's too much cuteness overload for me. I can't do it. Nope.
Yep. Would you want to do the other thing then? Because this, what I linked in the second, is a holy grail for internet wrestling aficionados. The WCW Internet Power Disk has been fully unencrypted. It is cracked. Yeah. This was essentially an attempt from WCW to start pushing towards internet-based wrestling matches.
Okay.
You had to put this disc in, and it took you to a website. and you could watch various or cuts of promos, which that it was literally 20-30 second standees, few highlight videos, and a handful of matches featuring D-tier wrestlers.
Alright.
The website went off the next year, it came on in 99, it got taken out in 2000 because LOL WCW. And right. It stayed encrypted and uncracked for 25 years plus. Until this week. Where the user that you see or that posted it there, that would be... I want to make sure I get... Yeah, Blake Bratcher is the person okay. who cracked this yesterday and uploaded it.
Nice.
Yeah. So now, all of it's out there for the world to see, and WWE is probably interested in it because they were never able to crack it themselves.
Insert GIF of Shawn Michaels trying to use a computer here.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
This has been an interesting week for Lost Media anyway. The Uncle Walt reel. I don't know if you guys saw this. Apparently, an animator in the 60s made this 7-minute short that was very not Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the fabled Mickey and Minnie porn that a couple of animators made for Mr. Disney.
No, no, and he that's fired just them up. That's just fucking goofy. Boomy now.
I think I will. I wish I had. I actually had the soundbite of Roman saying this. I'd boo this too.
Carl, you know what to do.
No, this one was just really bizarre. But then again, it was made in the 60s, so that explains everything.
Yeah.
It's called Uncle Walt. Take a peek around on the web and see if you can find it, because it hurt. Definitely something you should see on drugs. This WCW thing, though, I'm gonna have to give that a good peruse later tonight.
Oh, wow. This was recently found.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of another Disney deal. The, Mickey joins Vietnam. Or the war in Vietnam and gets shot.
Yeah.
That was by the guy who, oh god. Mickey Mouse in Vietnam, or just listed as short subject, done by Milton Glaser, who was directed by Whitney Lee Savage. You know his son real well, that'd be Adam Savage of Mythbusters.
Yeah.
But Milton Glaser is best known for I Love New York, the logo.
Okay.
And also DC Comics, amongst other things.
Right.
So yeah, he was very much in that type. I could have... Wait. Could have sworn there was something else I'm thinking of. Nope, there wasn't. Okay. I was thinking of the Charlie Brown one.
Which Charlie Brown one?
Oh, boy. An unauthorized cartoon.
Okay.
From, I believe, the early 1980s. Or late 70s, early 80s. Charlie Brown.
Because because I remember the Charlie Brown.
There it is. Bring me the head of Charlie Brown.
Oof. No, I was thinking of the Robot Chicken skit with the demonic summoning.
Mm-hmm. There it is, by Jim Reardon, who's best known for being a director on The Simpsons.
Oh, there's your problem.
Yeah. And yeah, some really good episodes he directed, including Homer at the Bat, Mr. Plow, Bart Gets an Elephant. Essentially, he's done quite a bit of stuff, and also helped write Ralph Breaks the Internet and WALL-E, and the original Zootopia.
Okay.
So yeah, anyways, I think we're getting a bit too far off topic, and I think it's time to sell some soap. Shane.
Ooh, yeah, we might want to do that.
Do you have anything to promote?
No, nothing to promote except for more of my wrestling views. You can follow me on TikTok at AussieAsole.
All right. As for me, this week on It Was a Thing on TV, You're in the Picture, a 1961 Jackie Gleason-led game show? But it was more of a panel show than anything about them sticking their heads through various cutouts like you would at a boardwalk and going, ooh, what are we doing here? It lasted one episode. The second episode was the apology.
Yep, I know this story.
Yeah. And then, one of the biggest, most infamous turkeys ever. And as Jackie said, it would make the H-bomb look like a 2-inch salute about You're in the Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. As for next week, they will be actually going back to doing Get a Life, a revisit of the early 1990s Fox show starring Chris Elliott. So you can find all of that on itwasathingontv.com. BS Big Show, we are heading to the AFC and NFC title games. Those will both be tomorrow. As we are recording this, and as you're hearing it, it'll be a few days ago, hopefully. You'll know by now who is in the Super Bowl and who winds up having the best time in their life, wherever it is, for the Pro Bowl. But there's other stuff there, but I don't know it. And then WLTI is WLTI. Game shows. Yay! Nikki, it's time for your artist shoutouts.
Yes. And see if this thing will actually let into my... Okay. Typically, I'll start with our panelist who I probably should have asked early tonight. Excuse me. Jamie Claudia looks like the dust has settled briefly on her end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to get to talk to her a little more often and maybe goad her into showing up on our show.
Yes. And maybe, goad VRM back on the show.
Yeah, VRM, come back. Please.
Stop trying to run your life away.
Yeah. You can't run... Do not run away from us. We are not the worst thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Noberto Gaitan, I can recommend highly.
Mm-hmm.
Has his commission information on VGen. Recently did a basic animation of Rhea Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
Did a piece of, for Finn Balor, and looks like he reposted this one of Finn sitting in the rain, clutching Demonito.
Hmm.
His rates are reasonable. You could probably get away with a good drawing for under $100, and definitely ask about the Surprise Me feature. Obligatory shout out to Only Wamba Shoot, as always. Her mission info is through card. Currently no artwork on her page. But look up her stuff on DeviantArt. Her stuff is safe for work, I promise. I've commissioned her multiple times. And talking her into doing wrestling art would probably be a fun little side thing for her. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby, based in Germany. If you're looking for something softer, if you want something a little more wholesome, definitely the guy to go to. A little on the expensive side, but I find very worth it. Haven't done a commission in a while, but let's see, who else have I got? If you like anime mixed in with your wrestling, check out Otanot on Instagram, and check out Naho Tahes on Twitter. Otanot, if you can't find him on Instagram, just go to at Heyman Hustle on Twitter. You'll see about half of it there.
Yeah.
Naho Tahes is probably one of the most inexpensive fan artists to commission. You can get something done with him for under $30. Feel free to hit him on his DMs and, you know, trade some ideas. Let's see. Also, if you want a wrestler who's also an artist, check out Topla at D_Topla on Twitter. She does fan art. She does wrestling gear. She'll design t-shirts for you. And if you need samples of her artwork, just watch Botchamania. I personally don't have anything else because I'm right here. So for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, for Bad News Beeman, and not for Jason Block since he didn't show up, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we discuss the fallout from the Royal Rumble and where we will go on the road to WrestleMania.